What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Schoke and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And be like seven.
It's Mike Schoke.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man. Like, plural. Big, lots of S's. Lots of E's and S. Bees. that was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Am I hearing more NHL regular season games as a thing?
Yeah, 84.
Whose idea was that? Was it Greg's?
Yes, he wants more exposure.
Just a little bit more, stretch out the season.
He needs more time.
I don't know, somehow the dollar per word ends up better because it's... I don't know. Greg Wyshynski, one of our favorites. I think Greg, actually, I wanted to ask him about this, is the only ESPN personality that we get on a regular basis. It feels like ESPN, I mean, I used to work there. You have to go through all their system to get anybody. But are we just sort of doing an end around with Greg because he likes us or, you know, he pretends to? I don't know.
I hope he likes us. It's going to be awkward if he doesn't.
I feel like somebody at ESPN wants us to contact them about booking you.
Well, so I understand today they asked Stephen A. and McAfee, and they were both like busy. So then they went to the third most important person at the network, and they were busy too. So then they asked the 905th most important person, and they're like, yeah, he'll go on. By the way, I didn't come up with the 84-game season. I just spent 2 months of my life in the last year schlepping back and forth between South Florida and Edmonton. Covering more hockey games is not like top of the pops to me right now as far as life goals.
Was that in the wind? It kind of blindsided me. I mean, I knew that CBA negotiations were going on, so I guess anything is on the table. But I don't feel like I'd heard anything at all. Like, with the NFL, we're always hearing years in advance, 17 games, eventually 18 games. I don't remember hearing anything about 84 games.
No, I've actually been on this story for a few years now. I wrote about it in 2022 that the NHL was having internal discussions about going to 84 games. And so there's obvious reasons for it, which is, you know, you'll make more money with a regular season game than you will a preseason game. And there was a thought that the preseason was too long to begin with. And then there's more practical reasons, which is that if you look at the way the schedule is currently structured, you don't play your divisional opponents an even number of times. There are some that you play more than others based on how the schedule is currently built. So by just adding two more games, everything gets evened out. You play your divisional rivals the same number of times across the board. And obviously, when we talk about revenue, there's more money in playing a geographic rival than there would be playing someone from the other conference. So it has a functional reason. It has a financial reason. And I mean, if the players are okay with it, and I know that some say, my God, like, our bodies are already put through hell and now you want to add games to the schedule, then I'm okay with it. And obviously when it's going to be in the new CBA, as me and Kevin Weeks reported last night, then you know the NHLPA is signing off on it.
Right. All right. Note to self, pay closer attention to what Greg writes. I apologize for not having noticed that.
Do we think we'll detect the difference? The schedule point's good. Like, the Sabres would probably like to have Toronto in here one more time, and maybe not Florida or Tampa, but, you know, to even that out a little bit, that makes sense. But I'm not sure I'll detect the difference between 82 and 84 myself.
Well, you'll detect the difference in two ways. First off, from what I understand, and we'll find out everything tomorrow because it's expected they'll get the CBA ratified tomorrow, first thing you'll notice is we're probably going to start the season earlier. We might start it now at the end of September, like 1 week earlier, because we're going to have these extra games. So that's one part of it that'll be an obvious detection. The other part of it is now the Sabres will miss the playoffs by two additional games.
So, oh, there it is. There it is.
Well, speaking of the Sabres,
yes.
Dun, dun, dun. What's your read on the Paterka trade, Greg?
My read on it is kind of like against the grain a little. Kevin Adams did poorly there. And I think the important thing to remember is there's always context for this stuff. Paterka didn't want to play here. Wherever he was going, whoever got him had to sign him to the contract that was in the neighborhood of what Utah gave him, which is 7.7 annually for 5 years, which is not a cheap sum. So you have that, and then you also have Kevin Adams believing that he has an idea of what the lineup needs, and what the lineup needed was a tough, physical, right-handed defenseman, which he got in Kesselring. He gets Stone, who I think has some upside. And whether this is a positive or a negative, I can't tell you, but it's undeniable that the players that he acquired are going to be cheaper as a duo, not only next year, but probably after they get their next contract as restricted free agents, than what you would have paid Paterka or any of the veteran players that have been rumored to go back the other way for Paterka that in deals that didn't happen. So there's a financial reason for it, a competitive reason for it, and at the end of the day, the same story that we keep seeing in Buffalo, which is guys. So all that being said, just blasting the Sabres for the return on this. But given all that, I think he did okay.
Yeah, we've been on for an hour here, and I feel like both players that they got in this trade serve, to me, a pretty obvious purpose. The question is, what do you do beyond this to replace Paterka's offense? Because I think everything that you just said checks out, right? His unwillingness to be here and be a part of the core, maybe even his shortcomings as a 200-foot player play into that. They maybe weren't eager to commit a big, long deal to someone who, to this point, is only one-dimensional. If the dimension is important, offense. But still, like, I like the guys that they got, but I need to do something with Bowen Byram and the 9th overall pick or whatever else to find my way to someone that can come in here and score 30 goals like Paterka was tracking toward becoming a 30-goal scorer.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, there's been a certain overhyping of Paterka. Like, let's be honest. I mean, you know, I think we know what he is now. I think he's got the ability to become a really good, well-rounded player if he commits to the defense, but there's no guarantee that's going to stick. No guarantee that all of a sudden his goal totals are going to leap, although I do think his numbers will be better if the Utah power play is better next season, let's say. But I mean, what's his ceiling? Is it Brandon Hagel? Is it Kyrou? Is it what he is now? There's a lot more questions about him than I think a lot of people are willing to admit, because it's fun to just project guys. Like, there was talk about like Chicago trading a 3rd overall pick for this guy. Like, are you insane? Like, we know what he is. He's really good, but I don't know if he's that good. So there's a lot of that, you know, as far as Paterka goes. But as far as replacing him, I mean, look, we probably have to have a serious conversation at some point here about what next season is supposed to look like for the Sabres. And if they trade him and they trade Byram and they don't address the goaltending, and if they don't bring in somebody who's going to replace those goals, I mean, are we kind of seeing a quiet tank next year ahead of a really loaded draft with a generational prospect at the top of it.
Oof. Give me a minute on that idea.
Yeah, seriously, I feel like you just kicked me in the groin.
Give me a minute on that one. I mean, Greg, like the broad brush with the Sabres is the as we all have decided to put it the same way, like players that want to play here. The Sabres have talked about that. Just how deeply rooted is the problem? We can all, certainly Bulldog and I know you, can remember this market just being top of the charts, at least in the States, for NHL, for the rabid, loyal fan base. And the team only had to be good, not even insanely good for that. I mean, is it so far gone right now with the Sabres that's just like ancient history and whatever it is, ownership commitment? We're sitting here, and I mean, I'm sure other markets have this too, but this beautiful, you know, sidecar for a hockey facility, Harbor Center, where they practice and the NHL, you know, visiting teams practice. I don't know. I just wonder, in short, how bad it is.
I mean, it's real bad, but I think it's not unfixable. The biggest issue is the losing. I mean, no, this is a drought that's historic. I think the last time the Sabres made the playoffs was before the first Avengers movie came out. I mean, it's
uh-oh.
It's just gone on for this long that if you're a player looking for anywhere to go in free agency, it's going to be one of the last places you look because of not only the lack of success on the ice, but also the coaches and number GMs. Like it's a festering problem. And yeah, it doesn't help when guys keep wanting to leave. Like it certainly doesn't help. I would say the Pegula factor, the money. The finances, we talked about the money they're saving on this Paterka deal with these two guys coming in. You know, are they going to spend it? Most people would probably say no, because they just haven't in recent years. And so, you know, yeah, it's a combination of factors, but I think it all comes back to when you're a free agent, if you've got options, you're always going to choose the option that's going to put you closer to being in the playoffs. You're always going to choose the option for a team that has upward trajectory, and despite the fact the Sabres do have a number of really good young players on this roster and in the system, that just haven't shown that they're ready to turn the corner yet, in the same way that, say, like Ottawa has.
Right. Greg Wyshynski, our guest on the Western Hotline, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at Harbor Center for the 11-day power play. The draft is this weekend, tomorrow night, round one. I hear everybody keep saying that they think this whatever experiment of having everybody stay home and the draft, you know, sort of isolated like it's going to be tomorrow night in L.A. is a one-time thing. Why did they do it? And maybe if you know, Greg, why are they going to get away from it so quickly?
Well, I mean, they're doing it because I shouldn't say all of them, but a large enough portion of the GMs wanted to do it. And it's the same thing the NBA does. I mean, we watched the draft last night. You see everybody in their little rooms high-fiving each other when they, you know, pick some French guy no one's ever heard of. Like, the NFL does the same thing. So it's not like it's out of the norm for there to be a decentralized draft. It's just that in the NHL, we've done it for so long with the big arena and all the tables and all everybody glad-handing each other and having conversations to set up what happens over the next few weeks. And so they wanted to try something different, and I think they've already found that it's got its challenges and too many downsides. So, I mean, you've heard the same things I've heard, and I've talked to some people that would know, truly believe this will be a one-and-done thing and that we will be back to a traditional draft format next year. But, I mean, that's kind of why I think they tried it. And again, like, it all comes back to cost. It does cost a good amount of money to bring your entire staff with you on the road and put them up in hotels and do all that stuff. Depending on what city it is, it can cost a lot of money. But ultimately, the experience, the communication, the ability to talk to other people while you're there, you know, and network and stuff, I think it certainly outweighs the money they're saving on this experiment.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that's one thing. I heard a conversation this morning on our station about this, like, that hockey was going to miss having everybody together. Like, this is their big, the finals isn't it. Like, they get everybody gets together for the draft, whereas football, for one, like, they have the Super Bowl or the Combine, yeah, these other events where maybe everybody convenes, so it's not as necessary, but it's also more efficient that way. So Okay, one-time thing.
Yeah, I like the spectacle of everyone being together and the GMs being able to mingle on the floor. Greg, the only issue I've ever had with watching the draft when it's formatted that way, the way it always has been, is every team parading 15 people up to the stage and giving the exact same speech about the greatest fans in the world watching at Pizza Whatever and or in the atrium of their building, and congratulations to the cup winner, and now with the 14th selection in the NHL. Oh, my God.
Here comes a French guy you can't name.
Yeah, right. It just is so repetitive. Like, if they would get a handle on that, like, you know, put a okay, no more than four personnel from the team get to go up, all right? Just the whole thing gets a little monotonous to me.
You're like the Paul Maurice of the NHL draft. Just the
yes,
players.
Right.
That's right.
Well, what about, like, moving into, you know, the draft itself here? Like, do you expect, without the GMs all being there, we've seen some trades already in this big one in Buffalo, involving Utah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you think it's going to be a busy 24, 48 hours here, like swap meet time, or do you think it'll be quiet?
I think it'll be busy. I mean, you know, the certainty about the salary cap and where it's going over the next several seasons, obviously has allowed teams to not only, you know, retain their own players, but get a little adventurous about the players they want to add. See Utah with J.J. Paterka last night. You have a ton of teams that are trying to move their first-round picks. Basically, everything after around the sixth or seventh pick is in play. And that's not only trying to maybe move up and get a player that they want by packaging picks, but it's also looking out on the outside and trying to get players to bolster groups. I do think teams are going to be aggressive. And I think the other part of it, too, is that once you get past the first, you know, three or four big names, kind of a pretty thin free agent crop too, especially at the center position. And so I think that'll play into it too, where you might not be able to find the remedies that you need via free agency this year. So you might have to get kind of creative and aggressive and find them through the trade market.
What's the scuttlebutt on Marner, as far as you know?
I mean, everybody I've talked to at the Stanley Cup final and in the last few days, it's going to be there. They have to do financially. I don't know, but but everybody's kind of thinking that's the case. And that's interesting for a couple of reasons. One, because it does put him as already won. He's not going to be looked at as here. He can work within the structure of having a bunch of veteran players there that have had success. Like, I think that's a good landing spot for him. The other intrigue is to discuss an old friend of yours, is that Jack Eichel is in his last contractual season. And so you wonder, would Marner help keep him there to know that he's going to have a running mate there for the next, 7 or 8 years? Is it manifest destiny that he's going to come back east? There's a lot of people that believe he's either going to play for the Rangers or the Bruins next year. So that's part of the math too. And then if Eichel does leave, well now you've got Marner there, to kind of bring you along to whatever the next phase of that franchise is. So a lot of people say Vegas. I mean, we've heard LA, we've heard Utah, we've heard Carolina, Columbus. Heard a lot of different places, but it does seem, I think, maybe out west is where Marner ends up.
Boy, I would think Carolina would want to be really busy. I mean, they tried to trade for him, during the season, of course, couldn't pull it off. And so they've got a ton of cap room, and they're waiting to do something, I would think, big. And really, who's next? Brock Besser? That's a pretty big drop.
Yeah, John Tavares. I mean, like, there's some other names out there, but none of them really have anywhere near the impact of. I mean, Marner's a special player. He gets kind of dinged for the postseason performances and maybe some of the attitudinal stuff, but like he's a really, really good defensive forward to go along with a guy that can probably get you 100 points depending on who he plays with. So I'm fascinated to see where he ends up, and I hope for him. And I should mention that Anaheim is another place to really keep an eye on for Marner. Wherever it is, I just hope that it's the right market for him, because I really think that he's one of those guys that just got his soul crushed in Toronto so many times that I just want him to go someplace where he can be himself and thrive.
I like it. Vegas, Anaheim, Raleigh, North Carolina, all places, Greg. It's a little bit stunning we're not included in Top Chef's season of Destination Canada, where they went to Toronto, somewhere outside of Calgary, and then Milan, of course. What a disappointment. I mean, this is a mutual admiration thing, you and me, with that show. And how do you not go to the Maritimes? Vancouver. How do you not go to Vancouver? How do you not go to Quebec?
All right. So from what I understand, because I listened to an interview that Gail Simmons gave, Judge Gail Simmons.
Canadian.
They built the studio and the kitchen in Toronto. So that limited the number of places that they could go. When they left that studio, it was to go to Calgary for like the last two challenges before they went to Italy. As far as traveling around Canada, I don't think they necessarily had the budget to do it. Plus, they wanted to kind of stay near the studio that they built. And then, the other part of it, too, is Destination Canada is what screwed them. And from what I gather, like, Destination Canada is the official travel slogan of Canada. And so in order to get the money for the show, they had to, like, name the season that.
Oh, wow.
What I understand. So it made it seem like it was going to be the great food truck race through the Yukon or something. but it wound up just being... hey, we're going to cook poutine in a studio in Toronto this week. That's what it ended up being.
I was sitting down for like the Terry Fox movie where he's just running across the country, and I'm getting all the locales and all that, but not at all. Well, you mentioned at the top your travels. I mean, I am not a great flyer, so Fort Lauderdale to Edmonton would not have been my idea of fun. I would have openly rooted against teams that would have added to my miles, and that's 2 years in a row. What do you have for perspective on the Panthers and their repeat?
I wrote a big essay about it at the end of the Stanley Cup final. Like I they're such a special team in the sense that I talked to an NHL player who put it like this. It's not that they want to beat you. It's that they want to embarrass you. And that could mean the stuff that they say on the ice, the stuff that they do on the ice, the hit them high, hit them hard, the Sam Bennett skating through goalies. Or it could mean, when they score one goal, all of a sudden they score four goals and then you're out of the game, which is what they did a lot in the playoffs. I have never seen a more blood in the water type team in my life than the Panthers. Not only when they can smell fear, but also when they can smell the opportunity to put an opponent away. It was just really, really impressive. And the other part of it too, in speaking about a guy like Bennett who won the Conn Smythe, this is the path forward for teams, and the Sabres are one of them, for teams that are looking to kind of like, you know, become competitive. He was the fourth overall pick for Calgary. He didn't play like it in Calgary. They didn't want to give him a long-term contract, and they didn't want him to be taken in the Seattle expansion draft. And so the Panthers anteed up something at the time that seemed like a pretty good amount of picks and prospects to get him. And then he ended up being, you know, the most important player on their team this postseason. So lesson learned. You know, when you look at the Zegras trade, when you look at some of these other things, maybe even Peterka fits in that category for Utah. You know, stop spending all your time trying to get 29-year-olds. Like, get the guys that are like 22, 23, whose teams are kind of iffy about them, and hope that a change of scenery results in them being a great player for you.
Right. What do you think the future holds for McDavid after two straight finals losses and eligible for an extension now, well, July 1st?
I'd be shocked if he signed it on July 1st. I wrote about McDavid this week for ESPN.com. Everything's on the table for him. I mean, he isn't – the people who thought that he would put pen to paper the minute he could because Dreisaitl signed his contract were never right. I reported that back in January. And in this case, I think he's waiting to see what the plan is for the next few seasons from Stan Bowman and from the Oilers. And if he, you know, he's going to kind of vibe it out, and there's a chance he could leave. I'm not saying it's guaranteed he's going to stay, but the way it was put to me by a source was that he's looking for reasons to stay. And when I hear that, that kind of tells me he's probably going to stay. Then the question becomes, is it going to be long or is it going to be short? Is it going to be 8 or is it going to be 4? And I tend to believe that he's going to take a shorter term to give Price a few seasons to keep this window.
Yeah.
To just absolute get a Scrooge McDuck-like bin of free agent cash in his early 30s when the cap is at its highest point.
Thank you, Greg, for this, all the time you've given us. Enjoy your summer, and we'll look you up again in the fall, assuming Stephen A. Smith turns us down.
Well, I appreciate it. I always love talking to you boys. It's always an adventure, which I appreciate. And best of luck to the boys from Buffalo in what I'm sure will be a spending spree this summer for the Sabres.
Yeah.
Your time always means a lot to us. I'm reminded we're down here, Mike mentioned Harbor Center here by Canal Side. You sat with us at the draft in 2016, I remember, outside on the on the dock there. And so I was reminded of that coming down here. Draft time, obviously Buffalo's not hosting the draft. But anyway, you're always very generous with us, and we appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
That's the Alexander Nylander draft?
Yes.
Who could not call it that? Thank you, Greg. Greg Wyshynski on the Western Hotline. Mike Lesikowski, one of the founders of the 11-Day Power Play, joins us next for an update. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back to Harbor Center, the 11-Day Power Play. 9 years running now. Mike and Amy Lesikowski, the founders, and Mike Lesikowski is with us now for an update. Am I right, if you remember, that last year when we sat here at this moment, the game was tied?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It was like,
wow, what a memory.
We have 1,090 to 1,036. I think, you know, mathematically, that's still pretty close.
It really is. It's amazing. I was just having a conversation earlier with someone who was in from out of town. I was explaining the event, and they're like, 8 days in, and you guys are like within –
yeah,
that many goals. Like, yeah, sometimes it like flip flops the entire time. It's pretty uncanny.
Well, so how has the week been? You're a little more than a week in now, and in terms of donations and just the spirit of the thing, seems like as good as ever.
Yeah, you know, Amy and Nate and Sarah, who run this thing day to day, have it a well-oiled machine going on, and this has easily been the most. The smoothest ride so far in terms of like the operations of it. As I said that, we had a player get injured just in the shift before, which we never like to see. But it is hockey, and for 11 days that's going to happen. But overall, the operation of it has gone really, really well, very, very smoothly. And the fundraising is equally as good. We've just surpassed over $1.5 million, which is amazing. We set a $1.7 million goal. And if we don't get to it, we'll get really close to it by the end of the event.
Does it tick up once the event begins?
Yeah, it really does. and leading and the weeks leading up to it as well. Like, I think we just surpassed $1 million as the event started, so we brought in over $500,000 just in the last week, which is pretty interesting if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of merchandise. We get people in here, regular donations, folks that once they play, there's donations come into their pages. Some teams choose to do a fundraising, like Dennis Gilbert, the pro that used to play for the Sabres. They do a big fundraising event after their event, you know, so they'll bring in a bunch of money. So there's kind of a unique, some unique things that go on to bring in money during the event.
You have 3,000 players this year, I read, I think, that's,
yep.
That's the record?
Yep. Just we didn't get over 3,000, but it's close. Most players ever by far. We added some shifts early on so that we can allow for more players to play. More players is more fundraising, more dollars, more impact. So, we want to keep in the spirit of the 11-day power play, and we will always do that. But to the extent that we can get more players, we always will.
Let me ask you about, or just point out, what I think might be the importance of this building to this endeavor. I mean, my daughter plays hockey. We're all around hockey a lot. And, man, what you might not be able to do without Harbor Center downtown in such a beautiful place.
Yeah.
It still seems as nice as ever, you know, this many years later.
Yeah, it's very well maintained. What I really like about it, it plays into our event in the context of the player experience, right? We have players that play every year, new players. But, and you guys know this because you've been around, and the players that play, they love it. We treat them like pros. Their locker rooms are done. Their name tags are there. This arena, also, the fans can't be interacting with the players, and it was designed like that because of, you know, the pros that play here. So the players have their own unique area that they can only go to. The fans have their spectator area. So it's almost like a professional atmosphere, and I think the players really kind of dig that, having that experience of being treated that way.
Yeah, it definitely feels different than going to holiday or leisure or whatever.
Like, right.
By a lot, right?
So right.
That has to matter.
Yeah, and nothing against those rinks. We play in all of them, but just sure. Has a little bit.
Yep.
To Mike's point, it plays perfectly into, you know, what we're trying to accomplish with the event.
Classy joint. Mike Lesikowski with us. So you'll be on the ice tonight?
I will. I've with the WGR 550 team.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure
there'll be shenanigans and lots of fun to be had.
Now, normally you've played against the GR team, isn't that right?
Yeah, I've done both. GR plays against another group of folks they call the Media All-Stars.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Which is a very tongue-in-cheek name of their team. No offense, fellas and ladies. But, I played on both sides, and it's fun. Like, everybody knows each other. It's just it'll be fun. There'll be probably 20 or more players per team, which is about the max that fits on the bench. And there'll be a lot of hooting and hollering.
Now,
so
I know when this first started, the original 40, and it was, you know, continuous, and you were going after a world record that had been set. Correct me if I'm wrong, Edmonton.
Correct.
Then you took the record, and then did they not take it back? And if you Where does that stand? Are you?
Yep.
Is there something cooking eventually to take another run at the record? What are the future plans?
Yeah, we don't have set plans right now, but it's a really unique event. It's a completely different animal. It's more logistics with less people, so it's a different animal. But it gives the event a lot of interest in the community. Right? There's a lot of research out there that shows the harder the challenge, the more money you can raise. And that goes for marathon runs or bike rides, whatever it is. So that was kind of the initial allure. And we've done it twice now. I personally love the event. It's not easy to put on. And each individual has to raise a lot of money because we'll always have at least $1 million goal. So there's that. But I'd like to say that there's a loose plan to do it, but we don't have a set plan right now. And the where it stands, to answer your question, is there's a group in Edmonton and a group in Calgary that have both done it. And we had this little gentleman's agreement where we would break the record by a little, and an hour or so.
Leave it attainable for someone else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, our friends in Calgary didn't abide by that gentleman's agreement, and they beat it by like 9 hours last time.
Oh, boy.
So the next time we do it, it's going to be an even bigger challenge. But we'll do it.
Wasn't Gretzky nice like that? Who knew at the time? He was like, I'm just going to leave it right here at 897 or whatever. So it's somebody can break it.
Yeah, it took a little bit to do it.
It took a while.
I don't think the assist record's in jeopardy.
Maybe not, yeah. So Sneaky Joe on the GR team. I got to expect a stick measurement or two in this game later. I would think he'd be out here looking for an edge. Who else, Bulldog? Your son, who's now like with our team, not just your son.
Yeah, he's not stepping in because I work here. He works here too now. I haven't seen him in the gear, Mike, since November of 21.
I have to be his defenseman. I'm going to have to step it up.
Yeah, please take good care of him. The groins could be in for a tough go. You know, he's played a couple times, but that's it. Just he's had two skates in the last few months. Before that, the gear had been gathering moss in the basement. So I'm eager to see him.
It'll step
be fun. On the ice again.
It'll be a ton of fun. He's such a great kid. Love hanging out with him. Love playing hockey with him. I've done it before. It'll be fun.
Still, of course, ways that people who have not yet sort of joined on in the event can donate and participate, right, this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be here through Sunday. Similar to years past, we have a group of Sabres alumni and maybe a couple current Sabres, to be determined. That's always kind of a wild card, but a group of those folks usually come and support us, and younger and older, you know, they'll be like guys like Gare and Luce and Coletta, you know, so mix of young and old. Always great to hang out with those guys. They're a lot of fun. Sunday afternoon, the final shift, Sunday afternoon, 3 to 6. And anybody can come down anytime, you know, buy a T-shirt, buy a hat, throw $20 in the till, whatever it is, support a player, support a team. It's a fun atmosphere. People hanging out down the canal side, they just pop in just to kind of check it out. It's fun. It's fun when they don't know what it's about and they look around. They're like, "Oh, this is pretty cool." So it's, yeah. Anytime, pop in anytime between now and Sunday, and spend a couple of bucks.
And how much have you got in the hopper for Sunday specifically? It's like, because I know the opening ceremonies a week ago were pretty extensive. Is closing the final game, like, is there stuff that goes along with that?
Yeah. We keep it pretty simple. We wrap it up. We play the games. The top fundraisers play against and with the alumni. Once that's over with, we'll have our beneficiaries here, the folks from Roswell, Make-A-Wish, Camp Good Days, Oshai, they'll be here, and we do the inevitable giant check.
Love a giant check.
Presentation. PD Power Play will be here. But we wrap it up pretty quickly. Say a few words, say thank you, and start planning for next year.
All right, big weekend for this. I mean, Ride for Roswell is Saturday.
Yeah,
as well. So
yep,
we've got that going on in concert with this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because some people will do the ride and do our event. I've got a couple people from my company, Rue, coming into town. They're doing the bike ride Saturday morning, and then they're coming here to support us. So that'll be fun. And shout out to Jeremy and my another friend of ours, Tony Zitnik, doing the 100 holes of golf.
Nate Geary too.
Yeah, Nate. Yeah. So shout out to those guys. I know they're probably on hole, I don't know,
80.
They're probably close to.
Yeah.
I saw Nate tweeting they were like 70 in before we started.
Yeah. So, that's a cool event. That's a really cool event.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, good deal. Yeah, that's out at Wanaka Country Club.
Yep.
And people can go watch that too, although it's almost over. So.
You actually can?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy told me that last night. That, you know.
There's a gallery.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Very good, Mike. Well, congratulations again. Thanks for everything you've done for the community and with this event. We look forward to these opportunities to see you and watch, be a part of it every year. So.
All right. Make sure you heckle me if I'm out there if you're still here.
Go easy on what the so-called media all-stars. Ironic that Bulldog would know of a thing called the media all-stars.
I have a jersey still.
He does.
I at one time was a media all-star.
Those were the days, huh?
It's a very low bar.
Those were the days.
For inclusion as an all-star.
He's got a great memory, Mike.
Are you in the media? Do you think you can play hockey? You're an all-star.
He's got a great memory. All right. Thanks again, Mike.
Thanks, fellas.
More from Harbor Center next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Back, Blue remains in front, 1,095 to 1,042. a slight edge, 57 goals in this particular shift. They're up 18-16, blue over white, one of the great rivalries. Not quite blue versus red, but almost as good. Last night I watched blue versus white before my draft, because when the draft comes, you can't, you got to just block out the distractions.
Sure, you got to be focused.
You got to be focused.
Yeah, you wouldn't want Kevin Adams or Brandon Bean watching a baseball game while the NFL or NHL draft is going on.
You know, in that one of those examples, maybe I would, but yes, right. No, just pay attention.
Right.
But lucky for me, right there on my recommended videos, game one, the 1983 Sabres Canadian series, the CBC broadcast from the Forum.
83, I don't even remember what that looked like.
You will in one word. Sove.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, that was what came. As soon as I finished that sentence, I thought, it's Bob Sove, right? Back-to-back shutouts?
Yes.
Right.
Back-to-back shutouts at the Forum. I'm watching this all the way through. I'm going to watch this whole series. I didn't get through game one because of that draft, the big gorilla. You can't mess around with that. But I did watch most of the first period of this game. Mm-hmm. It's a year where this happens sometimes, right? Like you've got old and young. Perro's on the team. Height is on the team. Lindy and Housley are on the team.
Like, right.
I mean, Housley younger. They were talking about, I believe, six rookies. Bowman had six rookies on that team and was right there with Montreal, ended up just behind them in the standings. You played in your own division, so that was 2-3. Montreal and Buffalo, I believe. And they were, like, obsessed with Bowman. On CBC. Don Cherry's in the booth.
Ooh,
with Gallivan.
Really?
And
I didn't know he ever did that.
I know, right?
I don't remember him ever doing that. I believe you, but I just don't remember it.
He was color. And talking about how the last time he had been there, or maybe for a playoff game, was the 79 series, the too many men on the ice penalty, right. And they lose.
Right.
But yeah, they were obsessed with Bowman. Like the whole, it almost felt like it was picture in picture. With a camera on the Sabres coach, Scotty Bowman, at the return to the Forum.
How long had he been in Buffalo since he had left Montreal?
4 years.
4 years.
80, I think he came,
okay.
Right?
80. So I thought that, but okay. Yeah.
This is 83. And so, like, he wasn't, yeah, right. He wasn't brand new to the Sabres, but still, like, in a playoff series. Sauve and Rick Walmsley. And Montreal was also, like, old, and they were in transition. They were on their way down.
Mm-hmm.
LaFleur is on the team, right? They still had
right.
a lot of those guys, but, like, Robinson, but also, like, not all of them. And they were basically transitioning toward, well, no, they stayed upright, Montreal. I mean,
pretty much.
They beat us a number of times in the late
right.
80s, won a cup.
Right.
93, the last Canadian Cup. Highly recommend. It has everything for me. You have the players. It's great to see the uniform. It's great to see some of those Sabres, you know, playing, old and young. Then you've got Montreal and the same thing, the legends and the history, the mm-hmm. forum, the building, the whiteboards, the organ, the classic. You can hear it.
Yeah.
The guy playing the organ at the forum.
Yeah.
He Let's Get Physical was played in the first period of this game.
By the organist.
By the organist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no, like, piped-in
right, right.
music like here.
Yeah.
It's ancient times.
Right.
A Playfair fight in the first period.
Of a playoff game.
Yes.
Different era. Yes.
He takes out Rajon Uhl at the boards. And who steps in? Chris Nyland.
Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Yep.
And as they punched each other for a few minutes.
That's a classic right
and
there.
Sat down.
Those are two all-time tough dudes.
Oh.
Really?
I believe I heard they said they were top two in the league in penalty minutes that season.
I believe that. Yeah.
Facing off, as it were, at the forum in the playoffs. So good. I want to watch. Because I probably have never seen this game on CBC.
Right.
Whatever I watched in 1983 would have been like on Channel 2 or something.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, with, like, Ed Kilgore.
Yeah, Darling.
Yeah.
Pat Hannigan.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Right.
But I would never have – we would not have had – I probably – I don't know for sure, but the CBC broadcast, I don't know, depending on the Leafs or whatever, maybe, but I didn't watch
right,
it.
I didn't either. Well, that's awesome. So they – I don't want to spoil the ending. So they – Sauve, back-to-back shutout, they – win the series, and then that's the last time they win a first-round series until they sweep the Bruins
until
10
May
years
day.
Later.
That's right.
Right, okay.
Enjoy it now.
Right.
I would highly recommend that broadcast, and I'm sure Game 2 is probably there too. I don't know, but you don't have to worry about giving up a single goal.
Right.
And then Game 3 in the odd, where I remember Mike Ramsey, I think, scoring an empty net goal to clinch that game in the odd. So that was fun season, fun playoff. The Boston series, sadly, ended badly, but great series.
Sure, yeah.
The second round.
Yeah.
Joe Yurden joins us next. We'll talk about the Paterka trade and the Sabres with the draft tomorrow night. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.